The Torah has many, many mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Doctor, you have a sheet? You have a, here. And one of the more famous ones is Lo Sikam Velo Sitor, thou shalt not take revenge, and whatever Sitor is, we'll talk about in a moment. So let's read Rashi on Vayikra Yates, and this Rashi is really a Gemara Masech HaSuma Daf Chaf Gimel, which lays out the parameters of the difference between these two Averos. Lo Sikam, says Rashi, Amar Lo, Hashileni Megaleich. So he says, can I please borrow your axe or your saw? Amar lo lav, no, you can't have it. Lamachar amar lo, the next day you say to him, Hashileni kardumeich, I want to borrow, you know, your axe or saw, your item. Amar lo, any mishalicha, I'm not going to lend to you. Kederech shelo hashelsani, because you didn't lend it to me. Zo hi nekima. That is the definition of nekama. I will give back one to you because of the way you behave towards me. That is what we call revenge. Ve'ezi natira. So what's the definition of a tira? Amar lo, hashileni megaleich. Please let me your axe or your saw. Amar lo, lav, no. Lamachar amar lo. The next day, he comes to him and says, hashileni kardemech, can I borrow your axe or saw? Amar lo, heilach, here, take it, have a great time. Eini kamoscha shel hashelsani. I'm not like you, that I don't lend out my stuff. I'm a nice guy. I do lend out my stuff. Zoe Natira, that's the violation of Natira. Shenoter ha'iva b'liva, because you hold on, you maintain that hatred in your heart. Afa pisha enonokim, even though I'm not taking any particular act of revenge. Now, how far does this Isser go? What's the extent that this would apply? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Avos Chesed in Perek Dalet, and he cites the famous Gemara that Rashi and Yuma brought, and he explains how far it goes. Kavanas HaGemara, the intention of the Gemara is, Da'afilu al hadvarim nekalim ke'ela, even by these small things. Shayach gam kein Isser nekibin atir. There's also prohibition of nekama natira. We're not talking about like major, major stuff here, millions of dollars or the person physically hurt you. The guy didn't lend you a hammer. And still, the Gemara is concerned about this. V'chol shekein b'dvarim gram, certainly about big things, kugon. L'menea melahatov imo be'ezadavar, shunogea l'mechiso. The person won't give you something that you even need for your well-being, your life. The guy won't do something to help you out. You know, the person, person trips and falls, and the guy just walks by you on the street when you're bleeding there on the side of the street. And even like that, you can't take revenge. The guy does something terrible like that. The Rabbi Yezer mitzvah writes in the Yerayim, Delav dafka shelos kelim. Doesn't only mean the borrowing of items or the requesting of items. So Delav kelim ksibukra doesn't say anything about stuff. Alafilu sharmam, and anything to do with type of monetary issue, to love kalim ninu, that are not in fact kalim items. Lamdenu shemasir nisa. We learn from here the Jewish people are warned. Shalo lemanei lasot tzedak milas chesed v'mamon b'shvil shalo asa hu imo kayoso. That a person should not prevent to do a chesed, to do something nice, because someone will not do something to you. Shizehu hi nekima, that is nekima. V'gam mizharin shizehu hi netira ad kan l'sham. Now, v'do'od, you have to know more, says the Chafetz Chaim. Demuchach mikol harishonim. It is clear from all of the rishonim. To iser nekimu hu afilu im lo heishiv lo einim meshilcha. Even if you don't say anything, right? If you only read Rashi in the Gemara, you would say it's only a problem if I say with that tagline, "Well, I'm not like you. I'm a nice person." That's the issue. No. If you know inside, in your thoughts, that the reason why I'm not going to lend to you, I'm not going to give you this favor, I'm not going to pick you up from the airport, is because you didn't do the same for me. But even if you don't say it, over belav zeh. This is an aveira that occurs in the heart.
If you do it, but if you don't do it, if you give it to him, feel bad, but don't tell him.
Aha, good. Okay. V'chein in yinatira, even if you do the favor for him, ein ha'isr b'zehu dafkal zibur, it's not only if you say it out, if you speak, ela al natiras ha'lev, if I do the favor back to him, and while I'm doing the favor, says the Chafetz Chaim, in my heart I think, ah, I cannot believe I'm picking this guy up at the airport. When I came in from the airport, he wouldn't pick me up. And now I'm picking it up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't believe what the goal of this guy is. How could he do such a thing? Even that. Says the Chafetz Chaim, lahalacha, you have to erase that hatred from your heart. Well, one second. Yeah. They're all wrapped together. The psukim are all together. We're going to see a Ramban at the end that puts them all in the same. Yes. Now, we have high standards here. What?
No, I don't see how you. I mean, there's a mitzvah like you're supposed to. If you see your friend's behemoth fell down and your enemy's, you go to the enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically the same thing. Even though he's my enemy, I'll do it anyway.
Wait, why is he your enemy? Enemy because I don't like his shirt, or enemy because he did something to me?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to see. Okay. The very last Rambam in Hilchos Deos supports the words of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim didn't pull it out of thin air. The Chafetz Chaim knows a Rambam. Look at the words of the Rambam. Ha'osek hazeh over below sitor. One who acts this way violates lo sitor. Ela yimcha hadavar meliba below yiterenu. Says the Rambam, you have to erase this feeling from your heart and don't hold on to it. Shekolzman shehu noter sadavar v'zochro shema yavolinkom. Whenever, as long as you are holding on to that thing, and you are reminded of it, maybe you will come to do nekama. Therefore, the Torah is so makbid that you have to remove it from your heart. It has nothing to do with what you say. It's all about how you feel, says the Rambam. Look at the last words of the Rambam. He says, and if people would do this, the world would be a better place. The world would be more kind, would be more generous. People in business would be better if people would get over themselves and do this. Now, before, when the Chafetz Chaim said, like, wait. Now the Rambam said, nobody has anything to say. So the Rambam is saying the halacha, even in your heart. Yeah.
It just seems, though, the Rambam says the reason that it's bad is because it might eventually lead
to nekama, correct.
Even though it seems from the Chafetz Chaim that it's
incorrect. Correct. And there I would say the Chafetz Chaim is adding a reason. The Chafetz Chaim is saying the very hatred itself is a problem. Correct. But I don't think that affects the halacha. I can't see a nafka mina between the two. Let's look at the words of the Maseilas Yesharim. The Ramchal writes in Perikid Alf, and he says as follows. Unatira. Lahazkir be'eshu meitiv l'misha haralo eze zichron min hara sha'asalo. So I underlined all the places where he's going to say something lahalacha. First of all, to say anything when you give the item to the person, is definitely going to be a problem. That's for sure. Ulafisha hayetzer holech umarsiach hasaleid. And because the yetzer hara is always going and it's riling up the heart, umevakish tomid lahaniach lepachos eza roshim, and it wants to have some sort of impact. The yetzer hara is trying to get in there some way, oeza zichron, or some sort of little remembrance, some sort of bit of something. Minadavar, im lo yuchal asher zichron gadol. Even if you're not going to hold on to a long time, yishtadal hashir zichron muad. The Yetzer Hara wants that it should have a little bit, just a little tiny bit of resentment, and that's all it needs. Yomar derech mashal adam. It gives the example of a mashal. Im tirt leitein leish hazeh es hashir lo ratza hu laseis lecha kushnitz reches lepachos lo titznero b'seir upanim yafas. So look what the Ramchal says. He says, fine, I'll give it to him. I'll pick him up at the airport. But I'm not going to smile when I pick him up. I'm going to have a sour face the whole time. The whole time, I'm going to look like I'm miserable. Says the Ramchal, it's the same problem. Oh, im ein charot laharo. Fine. I'm not going to do anything bad to him. Lepachos, lo tetiv, lo tova gadola, lo tiseo siu gadol. I'll help the guy out. But I'm not going to involve big time. Right? The guy's raising money for his institution. He needs $1,000. I can give $1,000. I'm not going to give $1,000. I'll give him $500. Because the guy wasn't nice to me. So I'm not going to help him out as much as I could, says the Ramchal. Lo sikam lo sitor. Oh, im tirtze gam l'seo l'harbe. I'll help him out. I'll give him $1,000. L'pachos lo tasu b'fanav. But I'm not going to do it in front of him, so he shouldn't see that I'm the one who's doing it. He shouldn't get the hana. He shouldn't get the pleasure that I'm the one who's going to help him out. Oh, lo tashuv his chaveri moli ados l're. People should know that I'm friends with him. I'll help him out. But we're not going to like stand next to each other. Or he's not going to know that we're friendly. As long as I shouldn't look like, they shouldn't think we're enemies, right? As long as people don't think that we hate each other, that's fine. But we're not going to look like we're buddies. And even if it's you're going to be friendly with him, we're not going to be very friendly, just a little friendly. The Ramchal is just as demanding as the Chafetz Chaim. The Aveira is violated if there's any difference in the way you would treat this person versus the way you would treat anybody else because of the resentment that you hold in your heart. Al-Kain, Baha Torah Bechlal, Ruklala Klal Shakol Nechlal Bo. And therefore, that's why in this section, the Torah gives us a rule that will help guide you through this parsha. And that is, V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. Kamocha b'li shum hefresh. You should love him as if there's no difference in you and him. Kamocha b'li chilukim, without any differences. B'li tachbulos umezimos, without any schemes or any plans. Kamocha mamish. Kamocha mamish, you help the person out as if you help yourself. Now the Chofetz Chaim has a kuntres called Avos Yisrael. It's a thin kuntres that's published in the back of a number of psalms. He writes in Chelek Beis that not speaking to someone because of something they did to you is also a violation of this din. Od Isa b'Gemara Sanhedrin. Look at the words of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Demi shelo dibir im chavero machmas eva shloshi yamim nekrasoni. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin regarding the halachas of if somebody kills by accident, right, and a person considered a sone, an enemy or not. So the, what's the definition of somebody who's your enemy? Someone who, because of something they did to you or you did to them, will not speak to you for 3 days. If you wouldn't speak to the person for more than 3 days, it means that there's something going on, and that's considered the status of an enemy, a sone. Upasul l'din lo din. I cannot paskin any shilas on this person. Bain l'rabbanan, bain l'Rabbi Yehuda. Whether according to Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, the Gemara there. Okay. V'hinei, matzi ma'od bein anashim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is very common. Shilapamim bishviel sichsuch davar katam. Because of a small disagreement, shayu b'neihem, they had between them, yesh lahem taruma zelza, they have complaints against one another. Af shesina gemura eina niras b'neihem. Even though outwardly it does not appear as if there's any great hatred. Ach mikol makom einam rotzim libagesh yachad. However, they will not go out for coffee, to say the least. Ubalashim b'nei adam nikra inyan zesh einu shavah b'shavimo. As we say, in Lashon HaKodesh, shava b'shava. We're not so close. We're not good with each other. Aval be'emes harei chazinu b'gemara. We see from the Gemara shebe'inyan kazeh nikra sone. But the Gemara calls such a person a sone, an enemy. Ve'over alav delo sisna esachicha bilvavecha. And if you will not talk to somebody because of a small slight, you are violating losisna esachicha bilvavecha, which is essentially part of this mitzvah as well, because it's all part of the same pasuk. Alkein sarach adam shi'is bonim b'davar. You need to think about this very carefully, says the Chofetz Chaim. She'ef she'ef she'mezil davar kat, because of a small thing, yikashel adam ba'avon chamor hazeh. Because of a small slight, you're going to violate a much worse aveira, shu's no ramod, which is very, very, very frightening. Now, let's say you come home and someone in your house didn't do something you asked for, something you expected. You wanted something to get done. You walk into the office one day, somebody was supposed to take care of something they didn't. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us that as long as you hold resentment in your heart and you keep quiet and you act in a way that is not the norm, right? We've all done this before. You sit there and you're just like, you're stewing inside. Like you're just raging fire because, you know, what you wanted to be done was not done. And you are just boiling inside. You don't say anything. You're a big tzaddik. You don't say anything. But you are raging inside. This is a violation, lo sikam lo sitor, because you are treating them differently. If you're outwardly treating the person differently, in the slightest way, because of something they did to you, that's a violation, lo sikam lo sitor. Yeah.
It's an employee. Somebody you paid to do that, and they didn't do it.
Yeah. We'll talk about how to fix it. Yes. We'll talk about it. You should talk to your employee and tell them to fix it. But don't hold resentment against them. Now, in the introduction, the Hakdama to the Chofetz Chaim, he speaks about all the different averus one can violate when it comes to Lashon Hara. That's the introduction to the Chofetz Chaim. So he speaks about how lo sikam v'lo sitor, this issue of taking revenge can also be a violation speaking Lashon Hara. Ulupamim sham saper over gamke. When you speak Lashon Hara, you can violate the law of lo sikam v'lo sitor, of taking revenge. Kugom. Shiyesh lo sinah alav al davar. I hate him for some reason. Shibikesh mi menelasos l'tov davar shelos mamu chesu b'zev lo hativo. I wanted him to do a favor for me. I asked him for something and he decided to not do it for me. Bavur zehanotzer lo sinah b'li v'lo. And therefore, because he did not do what I asked him to do, I hate him. I resent him. And now when I see him mess up in something, I see that he did something not so nice. The farsim of the fan nashim. I go and tell everybody what this person did. Why am I speaking Lashon Hara about this person? To get him back for what he did to me. V'over mitzchila al netira b'leiv, because first I violate netira b'leiv, having resentment in my heart, alav delo sitz. Or v'achar kach kashanokim imenu, now when I take my revenge, v'sipar alav over zeha davar gunus shira alav, and I tell people about that fact that he, you know, slipped and fell in the mud, and he was all embarrassed. And I tell people what happened, because I think it's hilarious. Over alav delo sikam, I violate taking revenge. Al tzarech shiyimcha davar milibo, says the Chafetz Chaim again, tzarech shiyimcha hadavar milibo. You must wipe out that feeling from your heart. Now, in the Ber Mayim Chaim there, it's very long, so we didn't bring it. I'll save you time. So there's a very lengthy piece in the Chafetz Chaim's Ber Mayim Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara. And he says, it's not clear from Chazal, well, the ister of nekama, of revenge, is only if a person causes monetary harm, or it also applies to caused emotional or physical harm as well. He cites a machog suishon, and he concludes, safek da'oraisa l'chumra, you have to be machmer, regardless what the slight is that a person did to you. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein was asked the following shaila. He discusses someone who didn't attend a simcha they were invited to. Okay? You made a bar mitzvah. I think we're all familiar with this feeling. You made a simcha. You made a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a pigeon, a ben. I don't care what it is. And you invited somebody. You invited Reuven to your event. And Reuven did not show. And as the minug of hosts, they noticed that Reuven did not show. So the next time Reuven made his own simcha, and you got the invitation in the mail, what did you do? You decided, I'm not going to go. He didn't come to my simcha. I'm not going to go to his simcha. What? So, says Zilberstein, mamish and isur da'oraisa, alosikum alositz, 100%, without question, not even a suffix, you violated a Torah prohibition. It's 100% usur to not go. You have to go. That's what it is. You have to go to that simcha. Because if you don't go, then you're going to have violated something much more significant. So you got to put on your suit, put on your tie, and go to that simcha. Because if you don't, because of the hatred you have for that person, the resentment, then you violate lo sikam lo sitzer. Now, what if you're busy? What if you're busy? He didn't come to my simcha. And I'm annoyed he didn't come to my simcha. And now I get invited to his event, to his party, but I have an event that night. I have a root canal, I have to wash my hair, whatever it is, a valid reason of something I have to take care of. I can't go. So then it's okay. That's fine. But you have to know, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest, v'yisin nekim, you have to be clean. What's the reason I'm going? I'm not going because I really have something else to do? Or am I not going because I don't like the person, because they did to me? So that's a real life case of where this would come up. Okay, but this is, if it wasn't for that feeling, would you go? You would go. Of course you would go.
But you can all the time, there is important stuff and there is not important stuff. It's like, if I have a wedding and I have this shoe and I don't, it's too far and I don't want to go, I say, okay, I go to the shoe.
Okay, so that's between you. That's between you and Hashem. Only Hashem is going to know what's going on inside your heart. That nobody else is going to know. The person has to know, what's the reason that's keeping you from going? Because of the feeling I have towards this person, or because, you know, I have other things that are preventing me from going. But dafka, specifically in those cases, a person should push themselves to try and go, so that it should not appear like nekama. Yeah. Yeah. You can't. That's nekama.
So you said you have to go, and you're going, but you really didn't want to. It's like letting in the hammer when you didn't want to learn the hammer.
No.
You'll
go. You'll go, but when you go, it should be b'simcha. When you go, it should be b'simcha. We'll talk about how to do that in a second. Now, does that mean a person needs to be a shmata? That a person needs to be a doormat. Whenever somebody insults you, you have to take it and turn the other cheek. So that's not our religion. That's a different religion that turns the other cheek. Let's look at the words of the Sefer HaChinuch on this mitzvah. You cannot be a stone that has, you know, that has no feelings. You stay quiet when people are maligning you and people are hurting you. Ma'asher hatira haba b'macht mishatira haba b'machtaras lahakdim largo. The Torah says, haba lahar game. So haba came. Someone comes to kill you. You stand up. So you come back and you kill them back. You have to defend yourself. There's no doubt that a person is not responsible to suffer pain, suffering, embarrassment from somebody else. You're allowed to escape that situation. Somebody is insulting you. You don't have to sit there and take it. As long as you can avoid it, you should. And therefore, that's important. And the post can talk about the following yisod. A person's allowed to defend themselves b'shas chimam, at the moment of impact, whether it ranges from a person who's physically attacking you, at that moment, you can defend yourself. But once the threat is no longer there, you can't go back, right? Let's say you have two kids on the playground, and one kid starts punching the other kid. The kid who's getting punched can defend himself. He should hit the other kid back twice as hard, so he doesn't hit him again. 100%. Al pi haTorah, halacha lemaisa. You should hit the other kid back so he doesn't bother you. He doesn't stab you again. But once the person knocks you down and he walked away and you're out of danger, to go back 45 minutes later and hit the kid in the back, that's mamish nakam. You can't go back after the fact. That's a problem. If a person comes to insult you and they're attacking you and they're saying vile things about you and you can defend yourself, so at that moment to defend yourself, you should defend yourself. You should say something to stop it.
If the kid's a bully, he's going to just come back the next day and do it?
So the next time he comes back, then you'll defend yourself. But to go back, b'shas maisa. But you can't come back 6 hours later and then say, oh, this is for 6 hours ago. That's 100% nekama. The Chafetz Chaim lays out what the rules are for when one is allowed to fight back. There are five conditions of what he calls nekama l'toelas, revenge for a purpose. And he says the first rule is that you have to make sure you were actually harmed. It can't just be a perceived harm. He said something not nice to me. You harmed, something needs to be something that needs a response. That's number one. Number two, that the person harmed you for no reason. Maybe the person tripped over you because he wasn't looking where he was going. You don't punch the guy because he made a mistake.
Yeah, but you give the example about work. So if I ask somebody to do something and you don't do it, of course I'm going to blow up on him. It's like,
we don't have to blow up the person. Well, you tell the person, you made a mistake, can you fix it? That's not nekama. That's fixing the problem. That's his problem. Then he should come to the shir, and then we'll tell him what to do. The third thing, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that your nekama, your revenge, is only to prevent future damage and not to get back for past events, something that he did 5 years ago to you. That's not allowed. Number four, only take nekama, the revenge, if there's no other option. Meaning, I can give the person tochach, I can rebuke him. I can talk without him. I can apply communal pressure. Something like that. Only take revenge when there's no other option. And the last is only take as much nekama as needed to make sure there is no further damage. But to go more than what he did, just to let it out and let out steam, that's a lot. You take revenge to the point that you do what you have to do. The harm has now been stopped, and now you'll be safe. Now, those are the halachos. We've set a very high bar. But nevertheless, that is what the Torah asks of us of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. What's the best advice? So how do we come to a place that we can overcome this issue? Let's look at the words of the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah. The foundations of this mitzvah. Sheyeda ha'adam v'yitein alibo. A person should know and put in his heart. Ki kol asher yikruv mitov ad ra. Everything that happens to him from good to bad. Husiba shetavo alav me'es Hashem baruch hu. Whatever happens to you from the outside, outside of your control, was sent to you by Hashem. U'miyad ha'adam miyad ish achav lo yadavar bilti ratzon Hashem baruch hu. From the hand of a person to the hand of somebody else, nothing can happen to you if it's not the ratzon Hashem. When a person causes pain, a person causes suffering, you need to know deep inside, it is probably because of your sins. Hashem is sending you a message. Hashem is sending something uncomfortable to you in order for you to check your ways. Hashem has decreed this upon you. Do not have thoughts that you need to take revenge. This person is not the source of your pain and suffering. He is only the Avera is the cause. And he's simply bringing about what Hashem wants to happen. Famously, David HaMelech says in Shmuel Beis, Hanichu lo v'yikalel, ki amar lo Hashem yisparach tala ha'inyan b'chato v'lo b'shim ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera comes and curses David HaMelech in public, in the most disgusting, vile, inappropriate ways. He curses David in public. And Yoav, his general, wants to kill Shimi ben Gera on the spot. And what does David say? No. Ki amar lo Hashem. Because this is really what Shimi ben Gera is saying, is just Hashem sending a message through him to me. That's all the Ratzon Hashem. Va'o nimtza b'mitzvah zu to'elas rabba l'hashbis riv. This also, if you keep this mitzvah, you will stop fights. U'lavir hashmatos b'lei b'adam. You will stop suffering in people's hearts. B'heyo shalom b'in anashim yasa Hashem yisparach shalom lahem. And if you make shalom with other people, Hashem will make shalom with you. So the first step, says the Sefer HaChinuch, to work on the mitzvah of nekama is to understand that everything happens to you is for a reason. And if somebody does something to you that's uncomfortable, painful, annoying, just terrible, so then defend yourself, and then understand that everything happens to you is because Hashem is in charge of the world. And Hashem is sending you a message. He wants you to take something from these events. What's now is a very, very high bar. In fact, the Taz writes in Yerodei, in Siman Reish Chaf Ches, he says, Kimat rov ha'olam nichshal behem. Most people in the world violate this system. That's what the Taz says. Wow. It's pretty bad. So if that's the case, it must be lefum sar agra. If this is a very, very difficult mitzvah to keep, it must be the reward is immense. How immense? Let's see. The writes Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sharei Tshuva in Perak Aleph in Os Chav Ches. He says, V'od chayev bal hatshuva likaneh l'kayim alav l'snaheg al derech sh'amun rabbeseinu zecharon l'vracha. The bal tshuva has to humble himself. He has to be very, very humble before people. He should not be upset. He shouldn't be so demanding of other people. Whenever he hears something, he should be ma'avir al midosav. He should recognize that he was hurt and insulted, and he should say, it's okay, I don't have to respond. And this will cause him, and if he does so, it will be a kapara for his sins. If you are ma'avir al midosav, you recognize that you were harmed, and you say, that's okay, I'm going to let it go, then Hashem will do the same too. Hashem will recognize this person did something he was not supposed to do, but because of the way he treats others, I will treat him the same way. Mida keneged mida. This is a great opening of hope, as it says in Eicha. A person should be quiet when they suffer through cherpa, they suffer through insult. That's number one. If a person is able to be insulted and not say anything, it is a tremendous opportunity of tshuva and kapara. Look at the words of the Mishnah Berura. In Hilchos Yom HaKippur, my Hilchos Tshuva, look at the Chafetz Chaim. Whoever is ma'avir al midosav, he lets things go. They will do the same to him. If he does not want to be mochel, he does not want to let things go, then Hashem will not be mochel you. Hashem will not let things go when you step out of line. In the Shar HaTzion, there, the Chafetz Chaim writes on this footnote, Dilemala done in mida kenegan mida, because above Hashem judges you mida kenegan mida, v'tzarech lemachal lechaveiro afilu im avos kenegdo b'mezit uv'mered. You have to forgive him, even if he does it on purpose. He does it in a rebellious way. V'az mochno gam ken afilu al mezidos. Then if you do an aveira on purpose, Hashem will be mochal you. K'mo sha'amru b'gamara lemino se avon lemisha over al pasha. Who does Hashem bear the sin? To a human being who allows other people who sin against him and he doesn't punish them. It's a tremendous chus to overcome the isra of the nekama. Hashem will give you a tremendous, tremendous reward and will take care of most of your problems. Look at the words of Rechaim Vital in the Shari Kedusha. Hizir kol mine kas v'kveit v'gaiva. You have to be careful from anger, being too demanding of people, gaiva, haughtiness, afil of bnei beisecha, especially people in your home. If someone insults you, don't respond. Better to be insulted than to be an insulter. Don't even be upset if somebody insults you. Why? It's actually good for you. Kitov hu lach. It's good for you, says Rav Chaim Vital. Whoever is Mavrel Midosa, Hashem will do the same thing for him. If you have smart eyes, you should search out people who will insult you. It will give you life. It will make you a better person. If someone comes to insult you, says Rav Chaim Vital, you should relish it. You should enjoy it and thank the person, because that's going to give you chias. It's going to make you a better person. Now, how far do we have to go? What's the practical advice? So we spoke about the best advice to overcome this. What can I do? What do I have to do to not violate this issue? Let's conclude with the words of the Ramban in this week's parsha. The Ramban says, "V'hanachum be'inai." He wraps this whole section together. Ki hocheach tochiach. There's a mitzvah to give tochacha, to give rebuke. Kamo. Vahocheach Avram es Avimelech. Avram gave rebuke to Avimelech. Vayomer akasav, the pasuk says. Then the bold is the pasuk in the parish. Everyone sees that? The bold is the words of the Torah. Al tisnes achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Be'asoso l'cha shalok yirtzocha. When he does something to you that you do not want. Aval tochichenu. Instead, talk to him. Give him musar. Madua kach asisa imadi. And this is critical. Says the Ramban, if somebody insults you, there is only one of two responses. Either let it go, or talk to them about it. But you may not hold it in your heart. If somebody does something that 100% they did something wrong, they insulted you, they hurt you, whatever it may be. Either let it go, or you have to talk to them and ask them, why did you do this to me? Do not bear sin. To hold on, to cover up the hatred in your heart. Don't let him know. Also, he might not even know. Why is that fair to him that he should carry an aver for hurting you? He doesn't even know he did something wrong. When you give him musar, you will save yourself. Or he'll do tshuva for what he did. Therefore, the Torah then says, Yazir, he warns us. Lo sin ko mimenu. Don't take revenge. Lo sitor. Do not hold that grudge. Bilvacha in your heart. Masha salach, what he did to you. Ki tachin shalo sina oso. Maybe the person didn't do it out of hatred. Aval yizkor achet belibo. But you're holding on to this hatred in your heart. Erase that sin from your heart. Let it go. Don't hold on to what the insulting thing the person did to you is. V'achre came there, for it says, Shev l'kamo v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. For example, like we said, you weren't invited for something, you weren't given an aliyah. Why not ask the person? Ask the gabbai. How come I don't have an aliyah? I forgot, I didn't realize you had a yahrzeit, whatever it may be. They'll apologize, they'll explain their actions. Look at the words of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Reishei. Yinichnas b'tzivui hazeh, going into this commandment of tochacha, shenochiach kitzaso v'kitzaseinu shiachta ish mimen al ish. You have to tell people if they did something wrong to you in a nice, respectful, kind, generous, happy way. V'lo nitor bilvaveinu v'lo nechshav la'avim. Don't hold on to that pain in your heart. Aval nitzavinu l'hochich v'maymar ashalo yishar b'davar nefesh. Talk it out. Speak out what is inside. Don't hold on to that pain. Talk it over with this person. Make shalom. The Mishnah Berurah writes, and he qualifies the words of the Ram. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. That's the very, very long Mishnah Berurah. He goes through all of the things that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about in Halacha. Mikamakam lo yidaber lo kashus. Don't speak very harshly. Ad shiach limenu, until the person is ashamed. Shneamar v'lo sisa lavchet el yochichenu b'seiser. When you give some, when you have this conversation, it should be in a private place, benachas, doing it in a pleasant way, ubalashon racha, and speaking softly. And in those ways, a person will prevent violating the isra chamor of lo sikam v'lo sitor.